bada, away, away, a da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba ba da 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 ba da
ba.
Hi. Hello.
How are we doing today?
Super.
Duper.
Superb.
Superb.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I thought you were swell.
Swell.
Sorry. Excellent. Yes.
Well, well, you're amazing because it's another level because you're not coming to school tomorrow.
That's why. So true.
You're done with school for like 4 days.
Exactly.
You're not school tomorrow either?
Well, I am going on a trip, so oh, cool. I won't have to come.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It is November 14th.
2024
at 10:46 a.m.
Right,
true.
Sorry. In the morning.
In the morning. It just needs something to
yes,
say.
Yes, a.m. in the morning. I was just talking with Mr. Lockwood yesterday about that redundancy and how it 12, drives me crazy.
Yeah, noon p.m. Yes, 12 noon. And
the people say, we went at 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, yeah, we know it was the morning because you said a.m.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't have to tell us morning. We are meeting on a Thursday today. We are out of school today, so this was a good opportunity for us to get together and record the next installment. This is episode
29,
5 of the season, right?
Yes,
but 29 altogether.
Yeah,
so that means next time we get together,
the big 3-0.
It's a big, exciting party.
We have an extravaganza planned. It'll be great,
so. And lots of birthday cake.
Yes,
yes.
All the birthday cake you could possibly eat on a podcast.
Yeah. What I noted, we probably should not eat on the podcast because no one likes to hear the mouth sounds. So, well, some people.
I was going
to
say, some people love that.
ASMR. I think probably.
Maybe it'll be our most viewed episode.
I would guess that more than 50% probably find it truly abhorrent.
Yes, I wouldn't.
Would prefer not to.
Not something I enjoy necessarily.
Not my favorite thing, no.
Guys, it's great to see you today. Talk to me about the social media accounts.
The socials.
Lily Goodrich. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the bigger numbers that I don't have a name for.
Oh, no.
I think it is.
I think that was Lily. Yeah.
Could be.
You can hear her laugh after you said it.
All right. Well, you should follow us on all the socials that you have. You can find us on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram at Fremont HS Choir. So go follow for more information.
And where can we find the podcast?
The podcast? Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you asked. On Apple and Spotify for sure. You can find it at the Choir Corner or Choir Corner.
That's right. The Choir Corner. I understand that's a thing.
Have you guys listened to the Choir Director's Corner yet?
No, I haven't. I really should though.
I have not.
Yeah. It's just one dude talking about topics. I think he's a director somewhere. And I think he's like, I have knowledge. And he just kind of just talks about, there's a topic every week and stuff. And he just does things.
That's awesome.
The Choir Director's Corner.
Yes.
You've got mail.
Rachel Wagaman.
For sure.
I believe it is.
Yes.
I have a thing. Does anyone else have a comment?
There were no comments on Spotify today.
Hey, listeners, we'd love to hear it from you. So what you can do is you can leave a comment on Spotify, at least. I don't believe that there's a comment function on Apple Music. At least I've never seen it on Apple Podcasts. And then on the other services, I don't know. You can also email me, Elliot, 2Ls2Ts, .lockwood@fpsmail.org. You guys are all looking at me like you're learning also. Thank you for your attention.
I was learning.
Not really talking to you, but you know, whatever.
Always learning from you.
And send me an audio message. Any file format will work. It'll be great. In the meantime, I've got a written message from a parent. Last week, I asked you listeners, the parents especially, about like something that you remember about your kid doing music, right? Just a chance to brag, talk about a thing and stuff. And I got a message from, I bet you can guess,
Lauren Meyergard.
Yes.
Thank you, Lauren.
He says, Angie and my oldest daughter is Emily. We know this.
Yes.
Emily?
She learned to play the ukulele during COVID of 2020, which I think interjection is a perfect time to learn something because you've got just all the time in the world.
That's right.
From YouTube and then moved on to guitar. I didn't realize it was that recent. She really learned a lot in a short period of time.
She really did.
She learned a lot of songs playing in the pit as a freshman for Footloose on electric guitar also. She has a singing voice I could listen to for hours, and she keeps improving with good teachers, and that makes us very happy and proud.
Aww.
Thank you. Yeah,
so cute.
You. P.S. You guys, keep up the good work on the podcast.
Thank you.
Shucks. Thanks, I Lauren.
I never see That's Lauren, so but I just hear all the best things about Lauren. I always see Angie. I never see Lauren.
He's a good dude.
They are just incredible supporters of the arts. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm so thankful for them.
So, parents, the rest of you, get on the stick. Brag about your kids.
That's right.
Send me a thing. Yeah, you can send a written message as he did. You could send me an audio message, whatever you want to do. It could be in Morse code. I don't care. You know?
Morse code.
Yeah,
we'll decipher it.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We will decipher.
Someone please send one in Morse code.
Yeah. Just something that works with audio. You know,
I want to hear your excitement when you get a message in Morse code that you can then like go discover Morse code.
Yeah.
You'll be so excited to figure out Morse code.
Yes. Oh, tangent. I know my name in Morse code.
Do you?
Just Elliot. Yeah, two L's, two G's. Because it's, well, I'll just do it first. It's dit da 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 dit da 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 dit da 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 da. Okay.
That's
it's got a lot of da's in it. Because an O is, that's Elliot. Two L's, two G's. Right. So the O has three da's, the long ones, the dashes, and a T is each just a da. And I have two T's. So they're like five da's at the end.
Right.
And when I was a kid, I made a song of the rhythm of the thing and stuff, which goes dit da 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 dit da 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 dit did it da 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 dit da 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 dit repeats da da dit did it da 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 da. You know? And I was like, that's cool.
That's awesome.
So that's the beat that goes with my name.
Morse code.
Wow.
Yes.
That's your like anthem.
Yes. E is dit. Each L is da 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 dit. Da 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 dit, da 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 dit. I is did it.
Interesting.
I knew, listeners, you wanted to know that. So,
So interesting.
Who's in the eight ball today?
We have a fifth person. I was just thinking that.
Sorry.
Good. No, not at all. I'm glad you brought that. We have captured yet another person into the eight ball today, and this person is Gabe Caffey.
I knew it.
Calfee.
Yeah.
Not like a cow calf.
No.
C-A-L-F-Y.
Yeah, it's spelled that way, but it's said Calfee.
Calfee.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe. Do other people mispronounce your name?
Sure. I know a guy.
Hey, guy. The guy is you, Mr. Lockwood.
That voice.
I was to say, I will always advocate for Gabe Calfee's voice being the coolest voice I know.
Yeah. I knew I had to get him.
Cool.
I was like, well, you're definitely going on
there. Yeah, you're doing
it. Gabe, jeez.
When I first met him, I was like, hi. And he was like, hi.
Gabe, have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
Well, this is a first. Does that excite you?
Sure. I know a guy.
Bro, that was a guy.
Okay. Do you need somebody else to help excite you?
What makes you think I have an answer?
That's okay.
Well, because we asked you. I don't know.
Everyone so sassy. Is so,
yeah, angry.
My anyway. Favorite thing is that the answer was just no, but he had to yell it at you.
Yeah.
No. No. All right, Gabe. Jeez.
All right, Gabe. We'll check in with him again. Should we move on? Yes. Our next.
Yeah, I mean, all I ever wanted to do was play red cards, green cards. So.
Well, you're in luck because...
Red cards, green cards.
Because red cards, green cards. Draw
That's
8 cards.
That's a very hard one.
I think they're doing a low voice. I want to say it's Michael.
That's kind of what I thought.
I was thinking Michael. I think he's doing
you
a voice
You said 8
like
cards. Yes.
8 cards.
8, yes.
Right. Listeners, we're playing a game called Red Cards, Green Cards. And we're already laughing. And we're going to play our cards against a green card, which has an adjective of some kind. And we're going to just play the popularity contest of our cards. I think it worked well last time for us to get to 3 green cards. So
sure.
Let's continue to do
that.
We did 2 before. And the first time we played, it was that we just sort of ended a bit prematurely and Alexis didn't get a last turn. So I want to make sure that we get all the way through. Megan, would you like to go first?
I would love to go first.
Would you draw one of these?
Yes. Superb is the word.
Superb.
All right. Superb. Sound people. 311, which is Harmon's favorite band.
311, yeah.
Oh, 311?
Yeah, 311.
Apparently,
yeah.
I don't know the band.
No, that's right.
Does it say Harmon's favorite band or just 311?
Yes, in parentheses, it says Harmon's fave band.
I love them.
The Phantom of the Opera. Okay, I am really going to have to disagree with that one.
What?
So sorry.
You don't like Phantom of the Opera? No. Is that what that is?
No.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Air 5.
All right. And is sound people supposed to be like people that make sound, like?
I was thinking like techies.
Yeah, techies, people who run sound.
Sound people.
Okay, I was like.
Or people that whose mind has not yet gone.
They're sound.
Sound.
Sound, yeah. Like, okay.
Sound of mind.
Sound people's really funny.
All right. I'm going to go with, because I don't know 311, I'm going to go with sound people because they do a lot for us. All right. So superb. It goes to Mr.
Mine was all about alliteration, actually.
Mr. Hart.
Superb sound people. I didn't
I
have anything else to
really
work.
I thought maybe I would subvert expectations and pick Phantom of the Opera, even though I also quite dislike Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
I don't know.
It didn't work. All right. You may draw a card. Make sure you have eight. Draw up to eight.
Your word is crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah. What a funny little word. Okay. What have we got?
Crunchy.
For crunchy. Bringing neither pencil nor paper to school. That's pretty awesome.
That might be me projecting. You're like, ah, getting, this is so annoying.
Getting on and off the risers. That's pretty good.
That's
they still ring?
No, they just don't turn it off.
That's silly. Matt. Yep. Former host. That's pretty good. Those are
crunchy.
All really good. You got to go with Matt. You can't go wrong with Matt.
Yes.
Just can't. Matt, your hand that to
you're
awkward.
So crunchy.
You're so
good. Matt, you are so
Matt
crunchy.
Matt Crunchalis. Crunchalis. Crunchalis.
Yes.
Will you put that
Matt Canales.
Thank you, Megan.
In German, he can do everything.
I'm just going to say everyone's name.
You're welcome. I
okay. Mr. Harmon, would you draw a grün card?
Verde.
Verde. Yes, my word is crazy.
Crunchy crazy. Gabe, you feeling left out?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do you want to play?
Sure. I know a guy.
Okay.
He just has he's a proxy for everything. He's like, I don't do it myself. Somebody else will play.
My word is crazy. Harmon pausing to think of a nice way to say something.
Yeah.
That is very funny. Did you come up with that, Mr. Lockwood?
Yeah, we did that. That was on the podcast with Ava. She picked that one for something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You just go, how do I say this nicely?
Yeah.
You sound like...
hallway hooligans.
Freaking hallway hooligans.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. When case. Animals get in the choir room. Are we talking about students, the students, or are we talking about real animals?
We've had bugs, mice.
Yes, that's true.
We had
the
mice.
Ladybugs.
Yes, we've had ladybugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladybugs.
We have children.
What's the craziest?
Look in the back corner. Look in the back corner up in the top.
Okay. The craziest one of these is when animals get in the choir room.
Yeah, that's
me. The craziest one.
I will take
no,
the
Mr. Lockwood
there.
Is kicking butt.
I will give you a word, which is insatiable.
Can I get a definition?
Yes. It means it's like has a voracious appetite, or it cannot be like, it can eat so much, but it can be, it doesn't have to be about eating. It could just be like that you can never get enough.
Okay. Funny answer. I think
two really funny
I thought
cards.
I've had a funny one.
Okay. We've got insatiable, that one John Legend song in the piano.
That's so true.
Yeah. Insatiable choralography.
Choralography.
It eats every time.
Insatiable, the grand piano. I mean, I think that goes along with the one that I'm going to pick, which is that one John Legend song in the piano.
Oh, that's
yes,
so
it
funny.
Is.
Yeah, that's
yes, it is.
Gosh, we're getting destroyed.
And we...
You guys have... You have zero?
Yeah, we both have
both
zero.
Have
and you
zero.
Guys
both
have two.
Zero. Yeah. All right, Megan.
Zilch.
Would you pick a green card?
Peachy.
My grandma uses that every time I call her, and she's like... Oh, I'm doing peachy. I'm doing peachy up here. That's what she says.
Peachy. Up here? Does she live up north?
There you have.
No, she card. Just she lives like on the fifth floor of a building.
That makes sense.
So she's really up there.
So she is up there. Peachy. Harmon's second favorite day, which I don't remember what day that is, but we've discussed this before.
Parent-teacher conferences.
The what's other parent-teacher conference day.
Why
the
is
joke
that
is,
your favorite?
The joke is... That parent-teacher conference day is my favorite day, or second favorite day. And then we'll say, what's your favorite day? And I'll say, the other parent-teacher conference day.
Jeez.
But I don't get why you like parent-teacher conflict.
He doesn't.
I don't. That's the joke.
Oh, it's drenched irony.
Yes, it's irony. Yes.
His need for sarcasm is insatiable.
It is insatiable.
Oh, where it's is voracious. That when you need it?
I have a voracious appetite.
Wasn't that hilarious, Gabe?
Sure. I know a guy.
That's all he's going to say to us all
take
day.
Take any commitment for anything. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. PG, drummers. And PG, Mr. Lockwood.
Oh, all right.
How are you doing today?
We're both on this.
Mr. Lockwood?
I'm excellent.
Are you peachy?
You had your chance.
Yeah, that was your chance.
How
are you doing
excellent.
Today?
Peachy.
Got it.
Well, then I got to pick you.
Who was that?
Really? Then? Yes, it's me.
It goes to Alexis.
Yes, yes, alrighty.
She gets a point.
She's back in
finally.
The game.
Yeah.
Or in the game.
Or in the game.
In the game at all.
But I'm not in the game. I'm very okay. much out of it.
EA Sports.
I have my card.
It's in the game.
Yeah, it's in the game.
Disengaged.
Disengaged.
Oh my.
Counting in the rest. That's so bell
people
choir.
Are bad at that, yes.
Dynamics. Choral clarinet.
I didn't know what to put.
Counting in the rest. That's pretty awesome.
That's
funny.
That's it.
Oh, he wins. So what are your words?
My words are disengaged, insatiable, and superb.
Those are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
I was looking for another CH. I got crunchy and crazy.
Was going crunchy.
For I only crunchy. Got peachy.
You were looking for a CR.
Something. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, CR. Yeah. Or CH.
Or a CH.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Yes.
All is the case.
Harmon is the big winner today.
Yes, I won today.
Yes, sure. Hooray. And our next fun game is...
True Facts.
Oh, your thing about the
circulatory,
the circulatory system.
System.
I looked this up and I found that in fact it seems to be true. Like lots of sources will say this.
Old
I
you.
Still have a hard time believing this, but
it's hard to imagine.
Yeah. So
there's no false facts here.
So I listened to myself. I was quite obstinate that this was in fact not true, and it turns out I may be wrong. So
true facts.
So I'm learning
don't
to trust
doubt
you.
Me. Don't doubt me.
I love
me.
That you're like turns out I might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, just because I found three things on the internet doesn't make it right necessarily either.
No,
but
true.
It's more than one. So.
Yeah.
All right. Carry on.
All right. I am is the shortest complete sentence in the English language. To make a sentence in English, it should both include a subject and a predicate. In the sentence, I is the subject and am is the predicate, and also expresses a complete thought. Thus, I am is the shortest sentence in English.
It's true.
Mm. Yes.
Do you know what is included in a predicate?
I do not.
Everything that's not the subject, basically, but it must include the verb. It right. can involve adverbs. It can involve adjectives. It can involve nouns, objects, both direct and indirect, you know, prepositions, any old thing. But the subject is the thing doing the action, and then the predicate is all the rest of the stuff. What is happening? You know.
Huh. I just learned two things.
Two true facts.
Yes.
Exclamations are not considered sentences. Something
full
like
sentence.
Stop.
Yeah.
Something
yay.
Like that wouldn't be considered.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's full sentence, that's I guess. Tricky. Although that is four words, four letters instead of three. So, because I am.
But only one
letters.
Word.
It is one word. But if we're counting, it depends on whether we're counting letters or words.
Or characters, because they're equal number of characters.
As a space, as a character.
Exclamation point.
Huh. I am is short. I'm willing to believe that. Sure. I'm willing to believe that.
I
wasn't questioning that. I was just saying, that's an exclamation.
Yeah.
But doesn't have.
Stop, in fact, is a command. There is, in fact, a subject. Well, there's no subject. There's just an object. You. It's just not mentioned.
Like you stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Huh. Yeah. I'm thinking really hard on this.
Because it's a command. So it's different.
Right.
Huh.
Alrighty. Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from the blowing desert sand. Camels have different ways to adapt to their environment. They have a third clear eyelid that helps in protecting their eyes from blowing sand. Also, two rows of long lashes protect their eyes.
For some reason, I already knew that. I don't know
you did
how.
Know that.
I don't know why. I feel like I knew that already.
Well,
you knew that they had.
Hopefully,
yeah,
listeners, you did not know that, and you learned something.
Yeah.
Gabe, did you know that?
The world is your oyster.
All right.
You can believe anything you want? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
What makes you think I have an answer?
Oh, my. Because you just gave me one. I don't know. How crazy would that be that I believe?
Okay, carry on.
All right. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. The anatomy of a pig's neck muscles and spine has certain limitations to their movement of their head and restricts them to look upwards. This makes it impossible for them to look straight up into the sky.
Wow.
Interesting.
I knew that one too.
Can they turn their eyes up at least?
Well, I'd assume. Yeah, just the neck.
I wonder what the flexibility going down would be if they could like lay on their back and look up at the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have like really like thick except like their, eyelids.
And their eyes are kind of up on the top of their head, right? So if they're laying down, that's a long way to go. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I was thinking.
Wish we had a pig. We could ask him.
It'd be good.
We could ask.
Hey, we have Gabe.
Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
You saw where I was going with that.
All right. And for last one, each king in a deck of playing cards represents a great king from history. The clubs are for Alexander the Great, spades, King David, diamonds, Julius Caesar, and hearts, Charlemagne.
I didn't know that.
I also didn't know that.
I like cards a lot. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
I also like cards a lot.
Play cards with my grandma and grandpa.
That's a pretty amazing group of kings. When you put those four names together. Yeah. We should have a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Those kings.
What are some other? Kong?
King Kong. Yeah, right, right. King Tut.
King Kong.
King Tut, right. Yeah, King Tut. Right. Right, yeah.
Little.
That's a good one. Yeah. King Little.
Little King.
Little King, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Little King. Those are making a little bit of a comeback.
Super
that's a sandwich
King, super.
Place. Yes. Yeah, Burger King. Place. Yeah.
Burger King. Yeah. Get Burger King up there.
The heart
deserves that.
Burger King.
Charlemagne.
King Burger.
It's King David. Burger
Julius.
King.
Yeah, and then Julius Caesar.
It's just like this really big head.
That
King
might
there.
Upset some people.
Yeah, there might be some people who wouldn't
like
that
like,
one very much.
That's normal.
Mikey Saxon. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Prom King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, right. Mikey. That's crazy.
That would be funny.
So, you know, we picked some good ones. He could have been on the cards.
It's like King Tut, Burger King. Mikey Saxon.
Make the your own Fremont High School's 2024 prom king.
I need to be. That's awesome.
That's funny. That's right.
All right. Our next fun game is
question everything.
That's Johnny. 1000%.
That was like
Johnny
aggressive.
It was, yeah.
Question everything.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah. I think he took it as the existential kind. He's like, what is reality?
Yes, right.
Alexis.
Hello.
Would you like to inform us of this game?
Yes, of course. So I'll take myself for example. I have a word, and you're going to ask me questions, and I will say yes or no to your questions. So it has to be a yes or no question. And you get so many turns.
So many.
Before I give you a hint, I guess.
All right.
I have faith in you. This one's pretty easy.
Judge's favor. Whatever.
Okay. Okay, mine is a music term that we would all know. Like, we talk about it a lot. Okay. We do it a lot.
Is it in Italian?
No.
Diphthong?
No.
No? Okay.
Does it have to do with producing sound?
Yes.
Is it in English?
Yes.
I don't.
The producing sound one is, like, where I'm, like, kind of, technically. Right. I mean, yes.
Is it like just our choir says this thing? Or
no.
Is it like a general like music
general,
term?
No.
Okay. Is it like vocal tone? Something like that? Like the sound we produce?
Okay. Does it have to do with dynamics?
No.
Is it like, okay, you're iffy on the tone thing. Is it something you can see? Like is it visual?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Trying to steer us in a different direction.
Yes, thank you.
Does it have to do with, I don't know what the word is, like how loud or soft? What's that called?
Dynamic.
Oh, yeah. Did we already ask that? Yep. I think. Okay, whoops.
Good one. Well done. Yeah, now we're putting the words together.
Is it related to like what you wear at all? No? Okay. Eye contact? No?
Oh, no.
Just wasting guesses here.
Is it something you would like write down in your score like as a note?
Maybe.
To remember to do.
Maybe. Harmon always, here's your hit, I guess. Harmon always asks this.
Please stand. She just checks it off.
She
not even a no.
Stares you down.
Is it like, don't breathe
wrong.
At this spot or connect?
No.
Oh, dang it. I really.
Is it like singing at all? Like, is it really even singing?
Not real. No.
All right.
No. No.
Is it like?
It's like Gabe Kalfi's response. Yeah. He's got like a person.
Oh, yeah. Does it have to do with like your folder?
Oh my! You said this goodness. Was easy.
Yes. I thought it was easy,
and maybe it is, and maybe we're all done.
We're just dancing around.
We do this. Or it's like the most common one we do. Harmon always asks about this, and it's the most common one. Those are your two hints so far.
Hand signing.
Is it to key signature?
It is a key signature. Yes. Which one?
One is a D flat major.
Mm-mm. C.
Mm-mm. Okay. Key well, let's
C.
just
B flat. Key of B flat.
Yeah. It was key of B flat.
Wow. Okay. Good. That's specific. I like
that
it.
That was very specific.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be easier. I'm sorry. How many was that B-flat.
One? No, it's not that it wasn't easy. But just the line of questioning was didn't lead us right to it.
How many guesses? We're counting guesses, 15, listeners. 17, it's not just dead air. 17, oh, man.
23.
Over 20.
Oh, no.
We lost 20 questions.
23 for B-flat, my
we
bad.
Lost
one. We did lose that,
when you said, like, does it have to do with, or like you guys said, does it have to do with singing? I was like, I mean, you're not really
not
singing B-flat, but you're singing B-flat.
Yeah.
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 It's not like a maybe. Singing
It's not like
thing.
Singing.
It's music
like,
terminology.
Yeah.
It's
more general,
music
higher
theory,
level thing.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's an instrument.
Is it an instrument that you play?
It should be easy. No.
No, okay.
Is it a stringed instrument?
Yes.
Is it the cello?
No.
Would you find this in the orchestra?
Yes. Narrows it down significantly.
In?
You guys are going to get this pretty easy then.
Viola.
It's the viola.
Yes. I played the viola.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was, yeah. I really did like the viola. I feel like it taught me a lot about counting.
I just felt like the violas don't get enough love, so I would.
Yeah, right.
Every time I see an Instagram, they're like, I hate violas.
Violas are stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. That was them blowing up the violas, by the way.
It's cool. Not just a bigger violin. Yes.
Let's say it's an event.
Is it an event that we host?
So, yeah.
Is it an event that we've already been through?
This year?
Yes.
Not this year.
Okay, do we sing at this event?
No.
Not yet.
We did Set Saturday last time. That fits in the category.
I love, by the way, that people have dubbed it Set Saturday. I've never one time called it Set Saturday.
It's really?
That's
like the...
No, we just do Set on Saturdays.
It's right there, yeah.
I just love that somebody dubbed it that, and that's how we call it that now.
Yeah, there's not singing at it?
Nope.
Is it during musical season?
Nope.
Is it a formal event? Like you have to dress... up-ish for it at all?
You don't have to dress up for the event.
Okay.
What do you have to dress up for then?
After the event. I don't know.
For the event. You know.
And you don't sing. I'm not talking to you. Don't worry.
I can't say the next thing because it would...
And it's not during musical season?
No.
I was thinking of like the meet the cast party thing that we've done.
Oh. Yeah, but...
Are we in costume for that?
Are parents there?
No.
Not an outward-facing thing.
I was going to say cast
party. That we haven't done yet. We've done it. Like, think of last year. We did it last year.
Yep.
What did we do last year?
Is it like the musical reveal?
It is the musical reveal.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't sing. You don't dress up for the thing, but you are dressed up.
Because you just came from the other. And it's not during musical season because musical hasn't really started.
Yes. Just barely. Yeah. We got it.
Yeah. That would
well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, that word would have been really good for like next week when we were like talking about the musical, but I really did like that. That was really good.
I was hoping to stump people.
Oh.
Gabe, does that get you psyched?
I was trying to get to 22 really on that.
No, you didn't.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I just heard about my
dog. Gabe, give me a different answer.
What makes you think I have an answer?
Because you're gonna be in musical.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah. You
like how
I don't know.
The world is your oyster.
I can't tell what that means in the context.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, I had a bunch of people in the room all at the same time doing them so they could hear each other recording the things.
Yeah.
And I was telling everybody, you could be up, you could be, you know, and stuff. And Gabe was like, well, I'm definitely going to be
down.
It's kind of down. Okay, it's time for us to decompress from...
Choral Collaborative.
It's the last time I will use that one.
Cody, Stevie.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been in things. I'm just not going to look anymore. I'm just going to let you guys guess wildly.
Live in uncertainty. Annoying.
Some of the guys sound so similar that that was hard. But yeah, you're totally right.
I think the guys are harder to get than the girls are for sure.
Yeah.
Listeners, on Sunday afternoon, the students finished Choral Collaborative. And I wasn't there. How was it?
It was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the students got to be in a group of, I don't know, 300 probably singers from five other schools. Bellevue West, Millard South, Omaha Creighton Prep, help me out, Elkhorn.
Omaha Central?
Omaha Central, oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you
Omaha
sent me a list. Yep. I had memorized it. I forget.
Yep, Omaha Central was the other one. And presented a 90-minute performance of music excerpts, essentially, from Mendelssohn's Elijah. It was excellent.
Yeah.
Four really great solos.
85-90%.
Yeah, probably 75% when all said and done, I think. It was like 25 movements out of 42 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was only 90 minutes?
90 minutes.
That felt like 3.5 hours.
Did it?
Maybe it's because we're like standing the whole time. But I was just like looking on the orchestra.
This is an eternity.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how long have I been standing for? That's what I was doing.
About 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Music is, it's physical.
Yeah.
I don't sing very much anymore. And so we had chorale rehearsal on Monday night and I was singing with them and stuff. And I was like, man, I'm out of shape.
Yeah.
And somebody turned to me, like just gave me the look like, what does that matter? You know, like
yeah.
kind of thing. And for me, it's like, it really, really matters. Like,
yeah.
I don't have breath support. It's hard for me to get the right, you know, like tone for the thing and stuff. It's work, you know?
Yeah.
It takes work. So I was like, I have to practice.
I forget that the maestro's name isn't maestro.
Yeah, it's Ernest Richardson. Yeah,
totally,
like Mister.
Yeah,
I totally just think his name is maestro.
Yep. Mister, that's your first name,
maestro.
Maestro Ernest. It has been a long time.
I mean, when I was a kid, I was in Omaha Children's Chorus, and we did Holiday Fanfare. I think it's got a different name now, but whatever the Christmas programmy thing is, they had the Grinch and stuff, we did stuff with Opera Omaha. We did La Boheme, and he directed both of those things. And that was probably 30 years ago now. I mean, he's been there a long, long, long time.
Right.
He's not even that old.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
I mean, maybe he is. He's been doing it well.
Yeah, he's been doing that since he was 7, apparently.
You know? Yeah, yeah, he's got the good gig. He's the fun director.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Sunday at church, the sermon was about Elijah and Ahab.
Yeah,
and I texted Harmon. That's I was crazy. Like, hey. Yeah. Like, yeah. Coincidence.
I was reading in 2 Kings 2 weeks ago, and then I was like, oh my gosh. this is what we're learning.
It's in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the Elijah sitting back and being like, you guys are fools, right?
Yeah.
with Baal and stuff.
Yeah, he says, what are you doing?
It's really good. It's written. It's
but that's my favorite thing. Just call them louder.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. No, you're going to be good.
It's just like goading them.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't
work. I bet if you stand on your head.
Yeah. Oh, that time didn't work. Why did you try it again?
Yeah. Did you
go ahead.
Look
you
at
gotta
what
take off all your clothes, okay? Spin around, yeah.
Did you look at what one on the
I haven't looked yet? I haven't looked yet. Let me look real quick. I'll look.
Yes. I really want to know.
Oh, keep talking. What did you guys think?
Both of our second time doing that, because we both did sophomore year, I really did like this one, like, better, maybe. That sounds bad. Almost, but
yeah, down with Carmina.
Yeah,
no,
I really loved Carmina because there's so much like emotion for some reason at screaming at the top of your lungs at the very beginning. Obviously, you did that for the first one too, but that was really good. I thought like every time we sang, I was just like so locked in, and then when we stopped singing, I was like, can I sing again? Is it time to sing again?
This one felt more like physically demanding for some reason.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a lot. I felt like
you're getting old.
Yeah, getting old. I remember I was tired when Carmina was done, but like this one, I was just like, all right, let's sit down. I am really tired.
Exhausted.
Like my arms hurt so much more and my feet hurt.
But maybe like with sports, like is that a good feeling? You feel like I really did the
thing. Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, Mr. Harmon actually said this. We had a rehearsal Thursday night for it. And he came back and he was like, well, it's kind of like a workout. It really sucks when you're doing it. But then when you're done, it feels really good.
Yeah.
So like it was, I mean, it's like hard to like, obviously like keep pushing through. Like I really want to sit, but I know I can't.
Right.
And then when you're done with it, then you're like, oh, okay. We just did that. That's pretty
satisfying.
Cool. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like Coral Collaborative is supposed to be somewhere where like you meet like a lot of people, and I feel like I just meet no one every time. Is like, this time was the first time I like actually met someone who I learned their name, and their name was Victor. Super nice, very nice.
Yeah.
They were the person who had to sit next to me because of like medical condition. Super nice. It's like the only time I've ever met anyone. There's so many schools there, and we like all sing together.
Yeah.
But I know no one's name.
Yeah.
That was really.
You didn't go up and.
Yeah,
hi, I'm so-and-so.
There was this bass next to me when we were sitting in the auditorium before we went up. He was like the only bass in the alto section. His name was Eli, but I really like never learn anyone else's name,
right.
Which is so weird.
There's not really much social built in. That's not really what it is.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you're working.
A lot of lunch, the time, yeah.
You know, that lunch on Saturday maybe would be a time to go do some social. But, I mean, you're reconnecting with your own people who you've been around but not been able to. Sort of deal with. Okay, so we had six options. I'm going to tell you the options. I want you to tell me which one you think got the most votes.
Okay.
Oh, is this what we're singing?
What we'll sing at? Yeah, at the concert.
Oh, coming up.
Today's topic.
Oh, I wonder.
Great segue.
Wonder who that was. It's Gabe Kelfi. The answer is Gabe Kelfi.
So the options that you had were number one. This is Help Lord. Number one. Okay. Number 11 is Baal, We Cry to Thee. Number 20 was Thanks Be to God. Number 22 was Be Not Afraid. 24 is Woe to Him. And 42 was And Then Shall Your Light.
It's 1 and 11.
I'm saying Baal, We Cry to Thee. It got the most
Slumber voice. Snot was not an option.
Not an option.
Oh, dang.
Not an option. Which one do you think got the most votes?
1 and Baal. And or 11.
Definitely. You can't give two.
11.
Baal, We Cry to Thee.
Is that 11? 42 is what I think.
It's not 11.
Really? Not 11.
Then it was Woe to Him, maybe?
It was not Woe to Him.
One.
Oh, what
it was one.
Yay!
Oh, I did vote for that one.
Yes.
I like that one a lot.
Which do you think got the second?
11.
The last one. 42.
11. Oh, Baal, We Cry to Thee.
So are we doing two or three?
And then we had a tie.
Okay, three.
20, please.
Four with Woe to Him.
And the last one.
And the last one.
Yeah.
And Then Shall Your Light. Uh-huh. Then we had 11 votes for Thanks Be to God.
I love that song.
And we had 5 votes for Be Not Afraid.
I don't know.
So Woe to Him was one of the ties. Lord. So we will do Help Lord and Baal, We Cry to Thee.
Yeah. Jack.
You heard it here first.
Jack was on the bus and he was like, oh my gosh, I really hope we do 11. And I was like, I really hope we do 20. I love 20. It's like so. Mm-hmm. And for like Christmas concert or December winter concert.
I'm in.
I feel like it's usually like about the Lord.
Yeah.
And I feel like that song is really good for the
It would
Lord.
Be a good one.
Yeah.
Gabe, does that excite you?
The world is your oyster.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How many I words if do you know, Gabe? Not
so,
very many.
Help Lord and
That's
Baal
not a yes or no question.
Yeah, I know.
Is what we'll do on the concert on the 8th.
Boom.
Which brings us to the concert on the 8th.
Wow. Yay. I'm very excited. I like the music so far, the music that we've gotten. And I love Bell Choir, which starts here. So
Yeah. So our December 8th concert, our end of the semester, first semester concert, the winter concert, is Sunday, December 8th at 2:30 at the high school. There is no admission for that concert. So, you know, we do sell tickets for Soda Shop, of course, but we do not do tickets for the other concerts. So everybody's welcome, of course. There's free for everybody. Come on in. Come join the choirs. So the women's choir, Miss Sassy's SA choir, will perform. The TB choir will perform this fall.
Yes.
We have JV choir and chorale and choir, of course, performing. We are still working out some details with Cadence and the Accidentals.
Remains to be seen
whether that's going to be a thing for this concert. So we're intending for that to be a thing. And we started Bell Choir this week, so we'll have a Bell Choir sort of overture introduction to the concert.
Yeah. It'll be the second year in a row we've kind of added just bells, only just for the winter concert, just another thing to give the students some more opportunities for things they don't normally get to do.
Yep.
So they're handbells. You ring them.
Yep.
They go ding.
Are we
and dong.
Are we just doing bells for the overture, or are we doing it for like a song like we did last year?
Just the beginning.
Yeah, just before beginning, I think now.
Before the concert.
I'm cool with
pre-concert
that.
Music. So it's very likely, I was thinking about this on the way here, that it will not be most people's first focus, because it'll be people are coming in, sitting down. I hope we have some people's attention, but it's definitely like you know, it's not the main thing, you know,
right,
kind of thing, because it's not really during the concert, it's before the thing. So it should be a nice, safe, fun, easy environment for us to play. And
I kind of wonder if it might not be, I've been thinking about this as well, as we were talking about a couple carols and some things like that, if it might not be fun if it was some transitional type music, that we had bells kind of throughout the concert.
Yeah.
So as a choir is entering the stage, we've got a bell thing going. You know what I mean? Just to sort of keep the focus of the concert rolling, and we don't have to lose that other stuff.
Might be tough to get people in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Every time they have to, like, now it's no longer just you sing when you sing. Now it's, oh, crap, and then I got to run down and organize my bells and put them in the right
except
spot.
Except that the bell choir students are all in choir.
Yeah.
So they could just be in the pit. They could just, we'll just have chairs down
hang out in the pit.
Jump up and do the thing when it comes time, you know.
Yeah.
Witness the concert from there, and you know, I think it's possible.
And then
if there are four or five things, you know, a couple carols,
and then for our, like, when the choir has to go up,
then they would just go up, and
we're speculating live.
Yep, just listeners. I've been thinking about what that might look like. we never know what we're going to have in terms of numbers, you know, that sort of thing. Who's going to come play? We're not doing a ton of training in there until we get together, so there's a quick turnaround, and
Yeah, but we start with this may not even be viable,
right,
is what we start with.
Right.
You know? And then once we see you guys are engaged and are good musicians and can figure it out, then you saw that we pretty rapidly are like, oh, we need more.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
And we did that last year too.
And if there's going to be more, there's going to be stuff there, we might as well use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
since it's the only time we do it, it's fun.
Right. So. Choir will also sing something that we started yesterday, a Coventry carol, and we'll also sing something with the All City Chorus featured. The fourth grade All City Chorus will be with us on something. So I'm not sure what that is yet. It's my goal today to find a thing to make that work. So it's something that'll be easy for choir to put together, but something that All City Chorus can also be involved with and give them a chance to feel like they're part of the program. So our Sunday, December 8th concert.
2:30.
2:30.
A dentist's favorite time.
That's right. Yes.
Can I say one thing?
I can't wait.
About our song. when I was a sophomore, I did Allstate musical, and I did Seussical. And this song kind of reminds me of Swallow Saloo from Seussical. Listen to the song.
Which song are we talking about?
Our
Coventry
song.
Carol?
Yeah, the song we just started doing. Right. The Lule. It just sounds like Swallow. Oh, my gosh. It's bringing me back to
Seussical. Is that a lullaby
also? Yes.
Oh, right.
It's like Horton is like thinking of a place that he can escape to because there's a lot going on. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on Seussical.
Is that the Midland Summer musical thing?
That's cool. And that's what it reminds me of.
Nobody got you started. You got yourself started.
Yeah.
Seussical. Now I want to know.
About what?
You said don't get me started on Seussical.
I just like Seussical a lot. I don't know why. There's like something about Seussical that I'll always like. If a Seussical starts playing, I'll just sing.
Well, that's good because that's what we're doing this year.
Yes!
Yeah.
Seussical
the musical.
Start that rumor.
I want to be the Grinch. Is there a Grinch?
Yes, there is a Grinch.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, it's going to be itchy. That's one thing I know about the people who do the Grinch. So you're like, ah.
And it's actually so going to be hot. Never mind. Take it back.
Nope, you already said it.
That also might be fuzzy.
You're going to cast as the Grinch. Huh.
But there is a list of shows.
Yes. What's it going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Find out.
What shows?
A little speculation, at least. We'll talk about it next time. So,
yeah.
And then we will talk about it the following episode 31. Season 3, episode 5 and 7.
Speculation in my math class about what it is. We like talk about it all the time.
I'm in the math class and I don't know the speculation. I need a talk.
I'll send you a Google Doc.
I love that you do that.
Google Doc.
I love it so much. I love that you do it.
I stopped guessing because every time I guess, I'm wrong. So I just don't like getting
there's a million
like excited about something. And then I'm like, oh, it's not that. So I just don't guess.
Yeah. I almost said something really stupid just now, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Go ahead.
You always pick like really good musicals, so I'm never disappointed. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, that's very kind.
Yeah.
That's not stupid at all.
I pride myself in taking some care and really getting a good idea what taking stock of what we have and how we can maximize the students we have to make the show go. And I mean, some shows aren't worth doing. You know, there are musicals that are out there that are fine, but not really worth spending 9 weeks on, you know. So thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb because, like, you're a director. Of course it's going to be a good musical. Like, you know how to pick them.
Well, you know how to pick them.
It doesn't always work. I mean, I've had clunkers before, too. Shows that didn't necessarily work the way we hoped it would work or whatever. But those are getting fewer and fewer now that I've been at it a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, those were mostly when I was younger. So, Will?
I'm so ecstatic.
I think we're going to have so much fun.
Oh,
that's I've decided. Exciting.
I've already sent away for rides and things. So the musical has been decided at this point.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Gabe, are you excited for the musical?
The world is your oyster.
Oh my goodness.
This is my favorite time of year.
Yeah, the musical and decided. I don't like it.
It's my favorite. Once the musical is decided.
I'm just like, just tell us.
Everybody's asking. Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
And no one knows but me.
I can see how that would be infuriating for people.
I love that it's infuriating.
My mom does this thing where she's like, I have something really important to tell you. I'm going to call you in like a week.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. I just
don't say anything or tell me now.
I don't get how you can keep it a secret so well because I'm horrible at keeping secrets.
Yeah.
If I have a secret, I'm like, I have a really good secret. And then I'll be like, okay, fine, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I have specific lines I go to. Like I just, so that I'm not floundering and like make a mistake, you know, I'll just say, well, it has singing, it's got dancing, it's got instruments and stuff. There's acting, there's more than one character, you know.
Let me be entirely clear about this.
Let me be clear.
I hate it when I'm on the opposite end of this.
Yeah.
And someone knows something and I don't know it.
It's a power move.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it.
So you know how we feel.
100%.
So this is quid pro quo, is what you're saying.
Yeah, a little bit of that. It really, for me, is about focus, right? We still have two pretty major things to worry about before the musical at this point. If we have that conversation now, I don't want to lose our focus on what is the task at hand, right? So I also love watching you squirm. I love it.
I've never thought of that before. Yeah. That's actually a very good perspective because I definitely would get distracted.
We start thinking about the other thing and then, you know.
Yeah.
So, and there's no reason for us to be distracted by that now. I mean, there's nothing we can do about any of that at this point. So, we'll make the announcement.
We may not even get the rights.
Yeah,
at
this point I have not gotten a contract back at this point. So, officially at this point, I've chosen a show and requested rights, but have not gotten rights. That's where we are at this moment.
Listeners, Harmon makes a quite lengthy presentation.
Yes, quite lengthy.
That very much beats around the bush.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah.
Yes, makes them. We've already done the whole concert, the winter concert, and then they have to come in here tired, dressed up, hot.
Ready to go.
Yeah, ready to leave, but then they have to sit through this whole 10-minute rigmarole.
And it's like, okay, everybody, are the robes all put away? We have, you know, everything I can possibly do that doesn't have anything to do with the announcement, right?
Pick up the things. I forgot we need to go feed the dog,
And I'll go, okay, should we
then
talk about
the musical?
Then we
can open presents on Christmas, yes.
Yes, okay, great. Let's talk about the audition procedure now. Let's talk about what the schedule is going to be. You guys are like,
which is funny because no one's going to remember any of that. So, hello. It's a wild Mr. King.
It is. Hi, Mr. King.
Hi, Mr. King.
Come on over.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, how we doing?
Just great.
We are just coming to the end of our podcasting here.
We are glorious. I'm going to go do registration day.
Okay, I'll come find you. See ya.
Ding.
So yes, it is my favorite time of year.
And in the lengthy presentation, he throws a lot of curveballs at you.
Mm-hmm.
He will put ones that you think it will be because of the pictures he selects. And then you make your guess.
Right.
And then there's another slide.
Right. Like, nope.
That's completely different.
The year we did Newsies was kind of the beginning of a stretch of shows that were kind of newish, you know, or at least new to us. We did like 5 or 6 out of 7 shows or something were shows we'd never done before. And so when we did Newsies, I went back through the history of musical theater here and said, we're not doing a show that we've done 5 times, like The Music Man or Guys and Dolls, or whatever, and like had all these things. You know, are we doing a show we did four times? Nope, not these. And I went through like every show they'd ever done here until the end. We're doing a show we've never done. And then I had a picture of Cats fade in.
Cats?
Cats.
Oh, my
gosh. And there was like, there was a palpable like, oh, no. Like he fell for it. Like, we were really going to do it. And then a big like X. And then brought Newsy.
That's awesome.
Oh, no.
That was very funny. Because it was sort of like, okay, you're ready? Here we go. This is it. And it was Cats. And they were like, there were some people like, yay, yeah, oh no. Like, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. If we do it, it's like, it's not just Harmon's going to suffer, like, you're going to suffer.
That's right. Yeah.
You're going to have to be the Cats.
That's right.
Yep. You know? Like, yep. Do you not really want to do this?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's a funny joke until it actually happens.
Yeah.
God, this outfit is ridiculous.
It's a funny joke until it happens.
That's tired of crawling all around.
In our first rehearsal, what we're going to do is fit everyone for their leotard.
Yeah. Do you know how much normal walking you're going to do?
None.
Oh,
and in our second rehearsal, we're going to start talking about all the face paint that's going on you, because you're all going to look
the
like
wigs.
Cats.
Yes. You
guys, oh, yeah. And all these wigs and all the
ears.
Oh, and by the way, everyone has to dance all of the time. So you're going to love this.
Yay! You know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's some things about it that people would be excited about. But
you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You
there really, definitely really would be things really people would like. No, thanks.
Well, Gabe, about time to wrap it up.
Yes.
Thank you for the answer Gabe this time.
So. Yeah. Gabe says so. I guess we got to go. So we are so thankful to be here together and that you're listening. So thanks for listening, listeners. And we'll be back together in a couple weeks with some concert information and, you know, that kind of thing. And our 30th podcast celebration.
With cake.
That's right.
It'll be great.
And
expect to hear from us again, probably the week before the concert, maybe the 4th or 5th of December, perhaps.
Something like that.
So we'll record on the 3rd.
Yep.
Get your streamers and balloons ready for the big birthday party.
That's exactly right.
Of the choir.
Noisemaker.
Yes.
The best sound of that I can make.
I like that was sort of like a
smoking. Yeah.
I didn't mean more that. Tiny little trombone, too. Yes. You're like, okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
The order!
Sure. I know a guy.
Sure, I know a guy. All right. Well, we will see you in a couple weeks, I guess.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Yes. Listeners, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.
Have a nice week.
End.
Weekend.
Weekend. Pasta la bye-bye. Da 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 da